Who is the David Bowers, anyway? I think the world needs to know. In the meantime, you are listening to the David Bowers Awards.
And now, around the world and around the corner, it's the David Bowers Awards, bringing the best in indie music to millions of listeners worldwide with your host, the David Bowers. We've got a fantastic lineup of guests, our entire crew here at the Asylum, and me. I'm John Bon Jovial. And now, here's the voice of indie music, the David Bowers.
Well, thank you very much there. The legendary John Bon Jovial, ladies and gentlemen. I wish we could remember who dubbed you that originally.
One of our guests, and I don't remember who it was, but I think he was actually confusing me with John Bon Jovi. And so he says, oh, you're so legendary. And it kind of stuck.
If the person that did that listens to this show, we'll hear from that person too. We look forward to that. We always look forward to hearing from our listeners and our guests. And we've got a great show here today, so let's get to it with our first song. This is a previous guest by the name of Harry Kappen, and from his latest album, 4, this is The Longing. Kappen, The Longing, and that's a little bit of a change of pace from what we heard from him the last time he was on the show. It opens the album 4 with a problem older than Plato. The head says stop, the heart says go. And for the next 3.5 minutes, he tries to reconcile both. He's been a rock guitarist in Groningen, and it shows. He builds the song dynamically, a push-pull acoustic guitar, whispering until the electric riffs barge in and remind you that this is kind of a battle, if an emotional one. And his lyrics go, well, subtlety isn't part of it. Vocals layered polyphonically, the guitar swelling, and the heart is making its object. What keeps this from being just another confessional ballad turned anthem is the commitment to contrast. He doesn't really switch between quiet and loud. He pits orchestration against raw guitar, introspection against explosion, until you feel the internal dialogue happening in real time. And he lets a guitar solo soar across the whole thing, and it's less about virtuosity than longing itself to become audible. Hey, you know exactly what I mean, don't you, John Bon Jovial?
Well, I do indeed. And I, as you know, I don't get to hear these songs before we put them on our air, so I usually have to listen a second time so I can pay more attention to the lyrics. And I really like this, and you got a little bit of a Led Zeppelin Houses of the Holy action going on there, which is a good thing. And that influence is there, but then Harry takes over and kind of makes it his own. And it's pretty good. But I got to go back and listen to it now because I want to listen to the lyrics more closely.
When I think our house band, Titty Bingo, the official house band of the David Bowers Awards, for their theme music that they have provided as generously for almost 13 years now. Also want to salute Steve Litvak's Rock and Roll Rumble on WRFZ, FM 106.3 in Rochester, New York, Rochester Free Radio, and his show follows the David Bowers Awards every Saturday on Rochester Free Radio. And he is followed immediately by Armin Schaubruck, who is a musical legend in upstate New York with Armin Spins. That's all on WRFZ, FM 106.3 in Rochester, New York, every Saturday beginning with us at noon. We thank them for carrying the David Bowers Awards all these years. We hope we'll be here for an awful lot more. We love our friends out in Rochester. As I said, we've got a lot of music, and the old clock keeps ticking right along. So let's jump into this next tune, after which we're going to hear once again from Durell Pert and what it takes to be a rock star. Right now, I'm going to listen to Shweta Harve, another former guest on the show. Right now, she's got a brand new release out, and we want you to give a listen to Which One Is Real? Which One Is Real? Interesting tune from Shveta Harb, and just shoved her way back on stage in the limelight after being, she's been kind of quiet through the summer. Which One Is Real is a single and a video, and it doesn't just flirt with big questions. It locks them in a room, rips the masks off, and demands an answer. This is a follow-up to her Top 40 Billboard and media-based Top 30 hit, What the Troll, okay? We have to get her back and hear some more of her music. The song is kind of paradoxical. When you get the feeling of Mirror of Life untamed and unplanned, it just comes back and slaps you in the face. Her voice, well, as one reviewer said, it seduces and exposes. Who you see is not you, it's the one who sees you. Okay, that's, now you know why I'm not a reviewer, but she's definitely on top of it. That line alone is enough to send every guru into a jealous hissy fit, but it's confrontational, it's intimate, a whisper, screams, and then a megaphone. We've got a very interesting mix of music here today, but first, we've got to introduce our first guest. He is a man of many talents. What we like the most about him is his ability to advise musical artists. Basically, what our catchphrase is, how to become a rock star in today's music business. Darrell Peart, come on in here and say hello.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing today?
Doing great, thanks. Especially glad to see you back here again. It's been way too long, and you've had some heavy shows here just recently with your information for emerging artists. What are you going to talk to us about today?
Oh, man. I'm going to let you guys just ask me some questions. You know, I can go in a million different directions, and really, I just want to serve. So let you guys have the floor, and I'll just kind of piggyback off of that.
All right. We can do that. We're very questionable. I mean, questioning. John is questionable, but
it's my MO.
It's your MO, right? Seriously, Darrell, you have had, as I mentioned, some really strong sessions lately, and I've noticed there's been a concentration on knowing yourself as an artist, knowing how to present yourself, and knowing how to reach for answers. How do you do that? How do you explain that?
The question was knowing yourself as an artist. I think, obviously, first, you're in the emotion bit, right? So, but most importantly, and I like to talk to people who want to do this as a career, you have to understand what problems are you solving for people through your emotion. Your emotion has to bring something to the table. Why people want to come back to what is that you're doing. Understanding what you bring to the table as an artist is what's going to get people to invest in you as an artist. The relationship that they have with you, but you have to know yourself. You have to know why you do what you do. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Now, the next step after you have grasped this concept is to express it and convey it to the listeners. What's the action there?
Could you answer that a couple different ways? Artistic way or from a business way, because I'm not a producer creative, so it's like I can't necessarily speak to that aspect of it. But in terms of using the internet to get people to come into your work, that's just what people do it now. The internet is the way, but to get people to come through it initially, and then you have to take them from your socials, right, where you can convey your message to a platform that you can control and that you can ultimately get. The goal is to eventually monetize them, right? The goal is to eventually build a core audience, because the truth of the matter is you're not going to be able to, you shouldn't want to try to get to everybody. The world's too big. You're not trying to get to everybody. I tell my artists, my clients to just, let's find your audiences, find your core, and let's serve them.
That's good.
And one of the ways we do that is, again, understanding what you do for them, right? And because if they feel, like I said earlier, if they feel a connection to what you're doing, they're going to keep coming back.
That's kind of parallels something that I have felt and expressed on the show here to artists for years. Take and be yourself. And if you are, you're true to yourself, and you do your work to the best of your ability, your music will reach your audience.
Well, yes and no. definitely want to do good music, but you have to market and promote. You got to market and promote.
Oh,
you have to bet in the world. If you don't spend the money to market and promote it, and nobody gives a rat's ass.
Play everywhere you can as often as you can. John Bon Jovial, I know you've got questions.
Well, I do, and I had already thought of one, and actually, Durrell, you kind of modified the question in my head when you mentioned the word modification here just a moment ago. What kind of practices do you undertake with an artist? You sign an artist, okay? That artist is really good. And you know that he or she offers incredible potential and can make you and them a lot of money. However, this is a family show, so I won't say the word I'm thinking of, but the man or woman is kind of a butthead. And, and just their behavior, how do you modify bad behavior on an artist that you know you're not going to let go of because they're just that good, but they've just got this attitude? What do you do?
Simple. I don't work with them. You don't work with them. At the end of the day, if they can't fix their attitude, there's nothing you can do for them. There's nothing you can do. If they can't see that their attitude matters, how they treat, you're in a people business. If you don't, if you are a butthole to everybody, who wants to be around you? I don't care how good you are. If you are a butthole and nobody wants to be around you, it's not going to matter. It's just not going to matter because people would rather just dismiss you. Like somebody gave me a stat the other a few years ago, my mentor, Barry Coffey, he said there's 9 million artists across the world. You know, so there is no shortage. The problem is we only see the 1% of the industry marketed and promoted. People think that, okay, if you're not on the biggest stage in the world, somehow you don't have a following. Like, no. So I will dismiss that person because if you can't fix your attitude, because mindset is one of the biggest things you have to get right in the beginning to even, this is too hard. This career path is too hard if you have a wrong mentality.
Do you go into a relationship with an understanding with your client that it's my way or the highway?
Nah, I never said my way. Like I said, I just don't work, you know what I'm saying? If they're not willing to listen and to take my advice, because all you can do is advise. What they do with that advice is up to them. The problem with creatives, a lot of artists, is they like to blame everybody else but themselves. Everybody else is the problem. Everybody else is the problem, not them. And most of the time, it's them. And that's why they don't achieve the goal, the things they want to achieve. I'm not saying, you know, it's not easy to be successful in the music industry. It's definitely, but it's still the best time ever because you can actually do it your way. You can do it your way. You used to have to fit into a box with a record company, right? Mm-hmm. You have to, if you didn't fit into their box, into their vision, they weren't going to spend the time to do it, to work with you. And really, record labels never really developed artists anyway. What they did was they signed the system that you were signed to, whether that be a production company, right? Then the production company would go get distribution through a major label, and then the major label would be the one to sign and then scale that artist.
They exploited the artist. No, I know exactly what you mean. Now, from the artist standpoint, how do you reach them and attempt to draw out the right mindset, the right personality, reach their minds to make sure that they have the right attitude, are receptive to changing it?
I try to have a conversation with them. I try to have, before I even do work with somebody, and we get on the phone, we get on a Zoom call or on a call, I like to have a conversation. I got to see where is your mind. See, I didn't say this in the beginning. I help new artists. Okay. So most of the artists that I help are at the ground level. So they haven't really necessarily accomplished a whole lot. They really need guidance and mentorship. See, that's what most artists really need. They don't need a manager. They think they need a manager. No, they don't. They need a mentor. They need somebody that's going to guide them, somebody that's going to give them the proper advice.
Let me ask a question that is sort of related but isn't. Elvis Presley, Colonel Tom Parker, was he a manager or a mentor or both?
I don't know too much about Elvis the manager, but this is from, I'm pretty sure you're probably asking that question. What would you say he was? Because I don't know too much about, based on what I said. What would you say?
I think he started off in the beginning as a mentor, recognizing Elvis's talent and potential. But and as that came to fruition, then the managerial side kicked in more so to make both of them money.
Right. See, and that was a whole different industry. That was the old industry, right? See, yeah. That was the days where you could be a manager and the manager could actually make money for it. Because the goal was to get a deal. Right. The goal was to get, because you couldn't do it without a major record company. You just, in Elvis's day, you needed that. So the manager would work their butts off to get that artist signed. So that manager could, if you signed, I mean, not Elvis's day, but let's say in Mariah Carey's heyday, she did a 6-album deal and they gonna give her $50 million. Mm-hmm. So for a manager, I mean, 20% of $50 million is a lot of money. You know,
yeah.
That wouldn't be what you would take today. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, the old music industry was, and I'm kind of jumping around, but the difference between the old music industry and the music industry of today is today you can't manipulate people anymore. You used to be able to. You can manipulate an artist's career. You really could. You could force feed music down people. Radio, you could send a song to radio and force feed it down somebody. So, because label would say, this is the single. Well, mm-hmm. How do you know it was, you know? It was a single because we're going to make it the single. We're going to pay for it. So that we know it's going to be a single. We know it's going to, and we know it's going to hit, right? And in the music industry, we're going to say, this is all pay to play. All of it.
Yeah.
Is. It's all pay to play, right? Nothing is done organically. Nothing is done organically. It's all pay to play. Somebody's funding it, the record company. That's just the way it works. And guys, if you think about it, people don't talk about this aspect of it. The modern day music industry, you know where it was started? The mafia? People don't talk about that. People don't talk about that.
We know that because one of the guests that we've had on a couple of times, Tommy James. As in the Shondells, his music, he wrote a book called Me, the Mob, and the Music. He couldn't publish it until everybody that lorded over him was dead, basically. And so, yeah.
Especially the label exec.
Yeah. He was almost like musically indentured to them.
And it was interesting, too, because Marv Levy, the record label owner, of course, he was a soldier for the gang down there in New York. And somewhere along the line, Tommy and he reached a relationship type of thing where Marv went back to being a little more on the personal side than the exploitive side. But for anybody in the business, and you too, Darrell, if you haven't read Me, the Mob, and the Music,
it's quick.
Tommy James is it's an easy read, but it is very good because, like a good tune, it came from the heart, and he just opens up and tells it like it is. He tells some interesting stories like he didn't know that the record label was a front for the mob until he was in talking to Mr. Levy one day in his office, and one of Mr. Levy's hired hands came in and told him, "Hey, boss, you know that trouble you had in New Jersey? You don't got no trouble no more." And he immediately had some second thoughts about what he was doing. But it progressed to the point where he went up to Levy's farm in upstate New York, and he even admits that at times he was like a father to me. So it's a great read with some great background for people in the business to help them understand what's going on.
Obviously, we have them on the music interviews. Why? Because you had speakeasies. And young kids won't know, but alcohol was illegal one point. You couldn't have it around. So you would have speakeasies with Al Capone days and all that type of stuff. And you would have performers. Once they made alcohol illegal, now you had all these performers perform, but then you had to have an infrastructure for these artists. So that's basically when they went and started to create the record companies and different things. Mm-hmm. Like that. We won't do much deep dive into that. But I bring that all up to say is that the music industry is not a nice place all the time. People don't
care. No. It is not. Music is not an easy profession either. Jarrell, we're going to have to wrap this because we're rapidly running out of time here, as we always do with you, because you're just so full of good information. Definitely want you not to stay away so long. You got to come back sooner.
I noticed you emphasized that he's full of good information, not the other thing. That's a good thing.
I guess that could be a worry in some cases, but not with Darrell. Darrell, want to give you a few seconds here to go ahead and tell the folks how they can find you, get in touch with you, and, you know, if they're budding artists, find out if you guys can work together.
Yeah, guys, so you guys can find me on social media. I'm at Durell Peart. That's D-U-R-E-L-L-P-E-A-R-T. My website is durellpeart.com. And just go ahead and connect to me, you know, shoot me a message. So there's plenty of ways to get a hold of me. Find me on social media. Let me know that you heard me speak on the show, and then we can have a conversation from there.
Fantastic. And he is a great man to have a conversation with. He's handled, or well, I won't say handled, he's worked with an awful lot of artists, many of whose names you would recognize. So don't hesitate. And if you forget his address, drop us a line here at the David Bowers Awards, david@thedavidbowers.com, and we'll be happy to direct you Durell's way. Durell, thank you so very much for coming back. Always a pleasure, and we look forward to next time.
Good talking to you, Durell.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you. So long for now, John Bon Jovial. I think we should get into the next music. We've got some different types of music on here this week. This one is a little bit of an Afrobeat and a fusion, and, well, hey, listen for yourself and see what you think. This is called They Know.
Those who know, now we know, that they know. Those who know. Now we know, that they know.
Those who know, now we know, that they know. Those who know, now we know, that they know. They up and down thing where I they go through it, no be easy. Send me off, he try it. My name no survive. But the only matter is something that's within me. I'm something of a fighter. Like when I hear la man, I know important. One day it will be. Those who know, now we know that they know. Those who know, now we know that they know.
Those who know, now we know that they know. Those who know, now we know that they know. Some they say we know if we do. Some to say he no be we.
No, he no be we.
They go sick and talk, talk, talk.
Talk, talk, talk.
Now you know say this no be lie. Oh,
if you believe,
blessings sure go come. Every day be hustle, hustle. One day he go be. One day he go be. One day he go be. Those who know, now we know that they know. Those who know, now we know that they know.
Those who know, now we know that they know. Those who know, now we know that they know. Now we know that they know.
And there you have it, Rocky Duane and three friends, the four of them, putting together quite a mix of styles and sounds there. Well, we started with Afrobeat, and it's kind of mashup of salsa, jazz, R&B, all created by Ghanaian artist Rocky Duane, who has been coming on for some time now. He's really getting the word out there. I know when I first saw the name, I said, Rocky, who? I didn't have any idea who he was. But you learn more about him, and I think we're going to hear a lot more from him. The rest of his gang there includes a South African flautist, Wouter Kellerman. Hope I don't mess his names up. An American Afro R&B singer, Matt B. That was an easy name. And Peruvian producer, Tony Sokar. And the song speaks to perseverance and faith with a chorus in West African Pidgin English, if you wondered what language they were speaking. And the whole thing comes together to remind us that hard work leads to reward. And blending these diverse cultural and musical roots, they come together to deliver sound that's, you know, both fresh and at the same time unifying. It's a celebration of music beyond borders. What you think, John?
Oh, made me think like that I was down on Calle Ocho in Miami. That was a great tune. I really, tapping my foot to that thing. That definitely, I hear the African influence, but I also hear the very, very heavy Cuban influence in that. And I've always been kind of fond of that music anyway.
It is all of that, without a doubt. I just have to see if we can get him interested in coming in and sharing some of the madness here in our studio. I'll look forward to that. Just as I've been looking forward to our next guest, who is sitting here waiting for me to shut up, play her song, and she could come in here and talk to us. So we'll do that right now. John, if you will, get ready for Charisse D'Souza by playing Take Me Away.
Contemplating, don't keep me waiting. Might need some saving. All eyes are on me. Yeah, I'm drowning. I'm so lonely. The stage is waiting. I can't complain yet. Looking fashion.
Take Me Away. Charisse D'Souza is back with us, and we're going to take her away right in here to the studio and say hello to her. Hello, Charisse.
Hi, David. So nice to be here again. I love being
it
here.
It is great to have you here. Welcome back. And John, say hello.
Well, hi, Charisse. It is absolutely wonderful to have you back again. And wow, I tell you what, I am just blown away by what I just listened to. That is so sophisticated and so beautifully done and so smooth. Wow. Well done. Well done.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I'm so glad you loved it.
You have been coming out with some great music. I know we've shared, I don't know how many, but everyone that we get, we've been able to share. So we love it. Our listeners do too, judging by the traffic count on the tracks that we have played. Besides making some great music, tell us what you've been doing.
Oh, I've just been like, you know, like Jurel says, I've been doing a lot of marketing and promotion. I've been also applying to a lot of awards. Recently, I also came to Atlanta for the ISSA Awards, and I was nominated for Songwriter of the Year for this song. I think it's for this song. And I got the Silver Award for Songwriter of the Year. So it was a great surprise for me because it was my first time attending a red carpet event. And I usually attend the awards from India, but it's the first time I experienced a red carpet, and I'm looking forward to more such experiences.
Well,
and connecting with so many. Thank you. And connecting with so many artists. Yeah.
It is. There was only one thing I didn't like about that awards program is it was in Atlanta, which I think is about 1,200 miles from here. I'm going to have to check and see if there are any awards programs scheduled in the Phoenix area. Definitely want to make sure you're nominated for one of those. I've been following you online, and you have been doing a lot. You could probably spend a lot more time going over all the stuff you've been doing. You've been all over the place, appearing. We've seen your marketing, and your music speaks for itself. It's no surprise that you've been successful as you have, because it's all good, and you're an amazing talent. I don't know how you rate among Indian talents, but you know, native talents over there, we're not really familiar with a lot of them. We've had a few on, Devon Cambrum and a couple others, but your music is universal. You can do that, as you already know, in any part of the world and have a warm reception. What are you planning for the future?
My vision is to basically collaborate, you know, like the previous song, you know, so many artists collaborated, and they're all Grammy nominated artists. So I would love to collaborate with some Grammy nominated or Grammy winning artists. So basically I take my music to the next level. So it's for me, it's all about evolution of the quality of my sound and evolution of the music and also learning more about myself as an artist, and also telling the audience about who I really am through my music, and getting clearer with the communication with that. So that's the evolution for me and the path that I have to go, and also miles to go. I mean, in terms of like touring and like forming a band, having a musical director for my shows, things like that.
Well, that's definitely what you have been doing, that's for sure. And I see no reason for you to have any major speed bumps along the way from here on, because you just, as you progress as an artist, you're also progressing by leaps and bounds in the popularity. And it's starting to spread around the world. We look forward to a lot more coming from you. Now, this song we did, Take Me Away, that was out earlier this year, wasn't it?
That's right. And it's also up for a Grammy Award this year. So it's for it's up for Best Pop Electronic Music and Record of the Year and Song of the Year. It's been balloted. So looking forward, I mean, I'm just sending out emails and sending the song out to a lot of Grammy members, and so they've been giving some great feedback. I mean, some of them told me that this song is like, you know, playing with their emotions and making them feel better. That one of them even told me that he listened to it the first thing he woke up in the morning, and it made his day. And, you know, such feedback is just making me more motivated to create more positive music like this that can make people feel good.
Very good. And for any of you artists out there who want to collaborate with another artist, you heard it right here. Charisse is available and would love to collaborate with you. I'm going to give her a chance, as we always do, to tell people how to get in touch with you. And also, I tell everyone, be sure if you forget or lose her address, give us a shout here at the David Bowers Awards, and we'll be glad to tell you how to get in touch with her. John Bon Jovial, you're sitting there entirely too pensive and quiet. I know you've got something on your mind, and I know it has something to do with Charisse.
Of course. The first and foremost, Charisse, welcome back to the show. When David told me that you were going to be coming back on, I was extremely happy because I love your music. I am hearing in this song that we just played, Take Me Away, a level of sophistication that I have not heard previously in your music. Not to say that the other music was bad. It's wonderful. But I think that you've taken your musical talents to another level with this. And I'm not trying to pay you lip service or be all nice. I really mean it. I'm hearing something in this song that I've never heard in anything else that you've done before. And it just kind of grabbed me and demanded my attention. I don't know what you've done, but you keep doing it, because this is a major development for you in the right direction.
Agreed.
Thank you so much, Sean, for that great feedback. And thankful to the producer who I work with and the mix engineer, Ms. Jovian Sones is my mix engineer, all from India. And Gautam Hebbar is my producer. So hopefully I get to work with them again, some more productions and more songs.
And hopefully they get to work with you, because that for someone in that business has to be a real pleasure. I mean, not all artists are as kind and outgoing as you are. I know. It is just wonderful to see such a talent, just such a personable person. It is really, really good to know. And also, I wanted to remind you, don't forget about our groups page on Facebook, because when you put out your letters for consideration, for Grammy consideration, you can post one on there too, and we'll take it and spread it around to the other sites that we post to, and I'd be happy to have your post to send along to all of these sites around the world. Definitely looking forward to the Grammys now and see how well you do. This new song that you've got that we're going to be playing here in a few minutes, Embrace This Love. Now, this has got some attention already. What kind of reaction are you seeing to it?
I've seen a very positive reaction. I've sent it out to some radio stations, like including Galaxy Radio in New Zealand. So they really loved the concept and the sound and the idea. It's a love song. Hoping, fingers crossed. I mean, I hope it gets a lot of great plays on all the platforms.
And I don't think you're going to have to worry about that. It's the kind of song that really attracts your attention at first because you love it, and it kind of keeps you hanging there because you want to hear it again. And that's the best kind of song to have. What are you doing? Let's see, we're going into fall now and winter. I'm not sure what the seasons are over there.
Here we're just coming out of the rainy season. In fact, today it rained a lot, so it's like the fag end of the rains. And now we're going into like autumn and winter. And December and January is the coldest months here in Mumbai. Yeah, I mean, like there are some parts of India that are like cold throughout the year, but Mumbai has, all the different seasons very distinct. Like summer is like March to June, and then June to October is the rainy monsoon season. And we have like it's rained really well this year, and all the lakes are full. So there's not going to be any water problems. That's good. Yeah, and I'm just looking forward to the winter. Yeah.
In the Phoenix Valley, it's very dry. It's a desert. And our average rainfall for the year, don't laugh too loud, but our average rainfall for the year is about 8 inches for the entire year. So when we got 2 inches the other day, it was amazing and frightful. We had just to the east of us by, I don't know, 50 to 100 miles, they got a lot of it up there in the mountains. and one town had so much flooding, it even swept away about 1,000 propane tanks, and they were flooding down the streets, and they were really scared that they were going to start blowing up, but they avoided that. There have been some deaths and some missing people, but it really got too much rain in too short a time. And of course, in the desert, the ground is harder, and it doesn't absorb the water as readily as the more humid climates do. So it got kind of messy. What do you do when you're not slaving away at your career, when you're not marketing or going on singing engagements and everything? What do you do yourself for enjoyment and relaxation?
I love going for long walks, and I love exercising, and I just love meeting friends and traveling. I loved the song that I wrote, Take Me Away. It's about wanderlust. So I just love seeing new places and the peace and quiet, going near the beach and going to places where like the crowds are less, and just exploring new parts of the world. So and besides that, I'm also into content writing. Do a lot of content. Thank you. Yeah, I do a lot of content writing for magazines. That is Lazy Indie Magazine. I feature a lot of artists, so I help a lot of artists, come out of their shell and talk about themselves, and in the magazine, and some of them even get a chance to perform at the IIMF, that is the International Independent Music Festival that happens every year in India, and like. There are artists from all over the world who come down to India to perform at this festival. It happens in Kerala. I think Jay would have told you about it. And it's amazing. I mean, this time it's happening in December. So many of the artists who we've featured in the magazine, they're going to be performing. And some of them, it's like their dream come true because they've never performed in India. And it's exciting for them to have an all-expenses-paid trip to India and perform, sure. In front of large Indian audience. It's an extremely amazing stage, like a huge stage. Like it's all the artists who have performed, they just love the stage that they perform, and it's like the best part.
Wonderful. So, wonderful.
Yeah.
And it sounds like you have your own relaxation planned out, and you don't get too wound up in working every day. That's a good thing. You need the off time, the downtime, just to gel for some time. And we need more time, too. We're going to have to do a two-hour show again one of these days. Boy, that were the good old days. Charisse, thank you so much for coming and sharing with us. And as always, such a pleasure to have you join us. Thank you for taking time out of your obviously very busy schedule. And we'll look forward to next time. So don't go too far away.
Smoothly. I love being with you guys. You guys are like my best friends now.
Thank you. We count you among our best friends.
It's a two-way street in that regard.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So long.
You take care and be well. And keep in touch. Definitely want to hear from you. Go ahead and tell the folks how they can follow you, get in touch with you, and of course, get your music too. That's important.
Absolutely. So I'm on Instagram. That is Charisse D'Souza Official. That's my first name and second name official. I'm also on Facebook as Charisse D'Souza. It's Charisse D'Souza. Twitter as well, Charisse D'Souza. And YouTube, I have all my videos are about 200 videos up on YouTube. I keep uploading new reels and new videos. Trying to monetize my YouTube channel. So the more views I get, the faster I get to monetize and start earning from it. So I keep adding new content. So keep checking it out. And my website is charissedesouza.com. And if you want to get on the mailing list, there's also a place where you can write your mail address and I can mail you all the updates that are happening in my music career.
Wonderful. And again, thank you so much for being here with us today. Ladies and gentlemen, Charisse D'Souza, and embrace this love.
All right.
Charisse D'Souza, Embrace This Love. Thank you so much, Charisse, for being here with us today. And we also thank Durell Peart for being here, one of the great artist consultants in the business. So if you're an upcoming artist and you want to talk to somebody to help you steer straight, he's a good place to start. And you never know, you might stick with him after that. Charisse, we just love having her come by and sit and talk with us for even 15 minutes. And John Bon Jovi, what you got to say?
Well, the time went by just way too fast. Durell had some, you know, very, very meaningful things to say, some very relevant things to say. And those of you that are up and coming in the business, you listen to this man because he does know what he's talking about. And having Charisse back on the show, again, I, you know, wasn't paying lip service. Her new music, her newer music is showing a level of sophistication that I've never heard before. And I think that this young lady is on an upward spiral. Watch out, record execs, because she's going to take your job.
And watch out, world music scene, because she's going to carve her niche into that if she hasn't already. You know what, John Bon Jovial? I think it's time that you take us home.
I think so too, David. Folks, you've done it again. Thank you so much for spending another perfectly good hour of your life with us here at the David Bowers Awards this week. We are truly, truly grateful each and every week for your attendance. And so thank you so much. The David Bowers Awards is broadcast around the world from our studios in Kalamazoo, Michigan, and from the Valley of the Sun in Tempe, Arizona. We're available for free on most of the major streaming services. Be sure to join us next week for the David Bowers Awards Saturday on WRFZ FM 106.3 on your FM radio dial in Rochester, New York. And if you're not within the sound of their signal, you can pick them up on rochesterfreeradio.com. Find us on rss.com. That's rss.com/podcasts/TheDavidBowersAwards. So until next week, for all the crew of ne'er-do-wells, morons, and rejects, I am yours truly, the legendary John Bon Jovial, saying be good to yourself, be good to your friends, wash your hands, and we'll see you next week right here on the David Bowers Awards.